Murphy. Sorry to keep you waiting. Just a moment, please, sir.
Hi, Bev. I was in a meeting yesterday when you called, and I couldn't get out, and they said you're going to call back this morning, and I'm afraid I'd missed you again.
Well, I wanted to tell you what we had transpired since our meeting on Saturday. Fred Kaplan and I got a little concerned, and we've set up a meeting for this Thursday in New York, 3 o'clock, with Fred Kaplan, Roger Blau, Fred Borsigi, and myself, with the president and chairman of NAM, Executive Vice President and President of the U.S. Chamber. And I wanted to check with you, tell you what we plan to say to them, and see if you think any place we might be off the beam. We're going to tell them that the situation is serious.
Yes, sir.
That we've got to have restraint on wages and prices. The companies, these people's bulletins get, you know, to tens of thousands of people. The companies ought to consult with Connor and Wirtz if they're in a bind. The president is the best friend for business in the White House that we've had in a long, long time. And we're convinced our president is even-handed in dealing with the government and business and labor on prices and wages. And if the business community, the labor, and the government practices restraint, we think there'll be no need for controls. And that all the bulletins of NAM and U.S. Chamber ought to be prepared with this in mind. Now, can you see anything wrong with it?
No, sir. No, sir. I think that's good.
I think it might sober him up a little bit, might change the tenor of some of this stuff, and might...
You might be a little bit optimistic there that if they will practice restraint, there may not be any needs. I hope that's right. I'd say we hope...
If the situation changes, we can...
Yeah, I just say we sure hope that's right. Yeah. We're praying that's right. We're the last people in the world that want an excess profits tax, number one, and OPA, number two, or number three, anything that's inflexible, that smacks of regimentation. We don't want it if we can avoid it. I'm going every direction I know to avoid it, but I just can't keep from seeing this cost of living. I can't help but see it rolling up, and I had George Meany in this morning. I spent an hour with him. I didn't get out in a big headline and get denounced by a bunch of them, but I talked to him and appealed to him, and I talked to you and Fred Kaplan the other afternoon for an hour. I didn't make a headline about it, but I do it every day.
Well, I don't think this our meeting on Thursday ought to have any publicity either, because I think that's right.
You just tell.
I think we'll get the cooperation, and I thought you ought to know about this.
I appreciate it.
I'll let your office know how we come out.
I appreciate it, and I think it's very constructive and very responsible. Right. I'm grateful to you and the business council, and I wish you'd tell them.
I'll do that.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.